You are listening to Radio Sai Global Harmony. Please visit our website radiosai.org to listen to our free internet streaming service. On this website, you can access audio streams. The first three are Asia Stream, Afri Stream, and Ameri Stream, which offer you programs in the languages common to these geographic regions. The other two streams are Bhajan Stream and Discourse Stream. Click on the Bhajan Stream to listen to Asai Bhajan at any time of the day. Similarly, to listen to the divine voice of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, please log on to the Discourse Stream. Just log on to radiosai.org and experience the divine love of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. For any inquiries, please email us at listener@radiosai.org.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Placing my most humble pranams at the lotus feet of Bhagwan. Dear listeners, I am Raghu from Radio Sai signing in, and I am accompanied by my brother Sunil, the audio engineer who will be helping me in playing the files from the console. Well, dear listeners, today is 9th of May 2013 and it's a warm and hot day here at Prashant Nilayam. And just a couple of days back, that is on 6th, we witnessed the celebration of the Ishwaramma Day here at Prashant Nilayam. Well, there were few cultural programs for 2 days by the students from the Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini schools in Sai Kulanth Hall depicting mother's love. Well, dear listeners, talking about Mother Ishwaramma, it seems once she asked Swami for a well for the village, and Swami undertook and completed one of the largest water projects in the world by any private organizations. She asked for a dispensary for the village, and Swami built super specialty hospitals providing state-of-the-art medical services free of cost to all without any distinction. And she had one more wish. She asked for a school for the village, and Swami built a university of higher learning that provides free education, which is today considered one of the best in the country. So, dear listeners, inspired by these service projects of Bhagwan, we have named this segment as Service Love in Action. And in this segment, we discuss about the various service activities undertaken by Swami students and his devotees. So at the very outset, today in this segment, Service Love in the Action, Love in Action, let me play for you a song sung by Swami students.
मत से तुम हमको मिले हो कैसे छोड़ेंगे ये हाथ हम ना छोड़ेंगे किस मत से तुम हमको मिले हो कैसे छोड़ेंगे ये हाथ हम ना छोड़ेंगे बनती तकदीरों को अरमानों की रंगीरों को साई अपना छोड़ेंगे किस्मत से तुम हमको मिले हो कैसे छोड़ेंगे ये हाथ हम ना छोड़ेंगे
Sairam, dear listeners, you are tuned to Asia's stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony, and welcome once again to today's Thursday Life. This is the segment Service Love in Action, and I am Team Radio Sai's Raghu. Well, dear listeners, 14th of last month was the occasion of Vishu, that is the new year of the states of Kerala and Tamil Nadu in India. So on that occasion, many devotees from these states had come here, and I happened to meet one Sai youth from the South Indian state Kerala, Mr. Jijesh, and I had recorded a conversation with him, and today now I'll be playing for you that conversation. Well, dear listeners, Jijesh is visually impaired from birth, but this disability has never been a barrier in his life. He is always very enthusiastic and eager to serve the society. Being visually impaired, he is trying to help other visually impaired persons by developing accessibility softwares and devices that will enable them to read and write. So he is working on this project, and he wants to start this by first making Swami's literature accessible to them. Thus, he wants to be a worthy instrument in Swami's mission of spreading his message and teachings. So, right now, in today's segment of Service Love in Action, I'll be playing for you that conversation. And this conversation was recorded on 13th of last month. Sairam, Jijesh, and welcome to the studios of Radio Sai.
Sairam.
So, Jijesh, please tell about yourself a little bit.
I'm Jijesh from Kerala. At present, I'm working upon designing accessibility for visually impaired, deaf and dumb people, and deaf and blind also.
Okay. So now let's start with how you came to Swami's fold.
I came to know about Swami's when I was a child. Even at that time also, I had an intense desire to visit this auspicious place. But unfortunately, I didn't get any opportunity.
Which year was this?
I think it was in 1997. While I was traveling an auto, a driver was telling me about Swami and something like that.
Okay.
But I didn't understand anything in a proper manner, but I had something about Swami, and even my neighbors were telling like Sai Baba, something like that. And my Samadhi convener, Shivan Master, he was also compelling my father to take me into Puttaparthi. But unfortunately, I didn't get any golden opportunity to come to this auspicious place at that time.
Okay, so then when did you first come to Puttaparthi and have Swami's darshan?
Puttaparthi, I came in 2009, along with one of my intimate friend, Mr. Sandeep and Harishankar. They brought me into Puttaparthi. They are my neighbors.
So how was your reaction when you came here?
Actually, at first time, I didn't have any faith upon Swami. That was my really real situation, because I met Swami and I was in the darshan or something like that. Meanwhile, I was concentrating upon shopping and getting a lot of things from the market and eating the food from the canteen, something like that. But in my mind, something was telling to me there is something. Because the next day, Swami was conducting a lot of program, like some yajna that was held here. So at that time, there was a positive energy or something. Even when Swami came for the darshan, there was a special change at that time. But due to this shopping things or something like that, I was not in a position to concentrate upon that.
So you were on the darshan lines, but you were not thinking about Swami and...
Yeah, I was expecting to meet Swami, but unfortunately he was not minding me. That is the things happen. At the same time, they were trying to provide me a golden opportunity for doing the duty here. But due to my ignorance only, I rejected that and I went for a meeting in Bangalore. After that, I was with lot of my career. I went to US for getting a conference and learning lot of things about technology. Actually, that was an opening door to my life also, because I came to know a lot of things, but I didn't understand that fact that God is doing these things. I totally believed upon myself. That held only because of my awareness about God and the power of God and the glory of God or whatever. Then I went like a normal person. I was living like that. After that, I came to my final year degree. Let me tell you one, share some wonderful stories.
Yes, please.
Because My graduation was BA English.
Mm.
But unfortunately, I was not learning anything.
Mm.
I visited the class campus to chat with students and interact with the teachers, and I participated in a lot of off-campus activities.
This was in Calicut.
Yeah, St. Joseph Devagiri College.
Mm.
But all teachers identified my interest in technology, and they helped me a lot.
Mm.
But by the help of Swami, whenever I attended any exam, I was in a position to get good marks also.
Okay.
But unfortunately, I didn't write my university exam of both first year and second year.
Mm.
Third year also, I was in a position to skip the exam.
Mm.
But when the third year came, I was praying to Almighty, Swami, please help me, because I was not in a position to do anything. On the same occasion, a wonderful thing happened. There was nobody to take me to my hostel.
Mm.
I told you the name of my friend Sandeep.
Mm.
I just reminded I don't know, my mind reminded, but that came through the form of Swami, because Sandeep is one of the active worker of Swami and Koilandi Samadhi.
Okay.
Because still he is doing his all works, he is spending his all expenditure, like our petrol expenditure for distribution of rice.
Mm.
He narrated me a lot of stories. So the same time, somebody reminded, actually that came automatically into my mind.
Mm.
I was just calling him, because this is a long time after I met him also. I was just reminded his name by some force. Then he told me that he will be taking me to the Calicut bus stand. After that, my friend was in a position to take me. And he was telling me, like Swami's form, this time you have to complete your graduation and something like that.
Mm.
Then I was thinking, how can, because I was totally behind computers, technology, conference, etc., etc., etc. Then same year also, the same thing happened. I got a golden opportunity to visit this place.
Puttaparthi.
With lot of changes, I came here. At that time, I was expecting the rings and something like that from Swami.
From Swami, okay.
Yeah, because somebody told me that Swami will provide us chain, ring.
Hmm.
Then I thought that will be a wonderful weapon for me to survive.
Okay.
That was my only expectation.
Hmm.
After some days, I have a wonderful friend, Mr. Vineet.
Hmm.
He is also involved in Koilandi Samadhi activities. Vineet and Sandeep, Harishankar and Sachit Tumash, and I have a lot of friends. Those who are providing me lot of information of Swami's advice, and our Samadhi convener is also a wonderful person. He is also helping me. And our state president, Mugandan sir, also convey lot of Swami's message and experience. That is the secret of all of my things, whatever I have earned in my life.
Okay.
Only Swami's message.
Now you are telling Jijesh that you are involved in many service activities in the Samiti.
Yeah.
Yeah, please tell about it.
We have lot of programs. Like rice distribution, we put a small bottle in all houses.
Hmm.
In Malayalam, we are telling that Pidiyari Sampradaya.
Okay.
Pidiyari system.
Means?
That means, before everybody prepare the food at home, they keep a handful of rice into the bottle.
Okay.
We distribute that bottle to some houses which is designated for the seva's purpose. Every day, they put a handful of this rice into that bottle.
Okay, they keep a handful of rice into the bottle every day, and after maybe a month or so, you collect the rice and cook
and it. And we distribute to the people, those who are poor.
Okay.
We are continuing even now also. But while we made an analysis about the distribution system and mechanism, even 2 rupees are very important for the people, those who are extremely poor.
Yes, really.
So still we are continuing that service. I mentioned that friend Sandeep, he is taking all risk for that service. He is using his own vehicle and he is using his own money for the petrol expenditure for collection and distribution. Once we were ready to distribute the rice, a heavy rain started. I asked what to do. He told that Swami will do something for us. Then we started. As soon as we started the journey, the rain stopped. And we were in a position to wonderfully supply the rice on time. In many occasions, our bike got lot of problems and lot of trouble, like small accidents. Every time we survived than our expectation. While we have done that service, we got a special energy also. I think that is beyond the description. But I have worked with a lot of technology services or conference or whatever the work in my life. But Swami's service only provided enough energy for doing that thing.
Mm-hmm. So any other service activities you
can share? Apart from that, we are visiting a lot of camps. I'm not highly active in that. Fortunately, Bhagavan provided me a wonderful opportunity for visiting this leprosy.
Mm.
That also enlightened me in a lot of things about the society. And we were motivating them to worship God. And we used to provide food to them. And we have other service like providing food on the occasion of Swami's birthday.
Mm.
We feed more than 1,500 people at that time.
In Calicut?
In Calicut. Even last year, there was an important experience in my life.
Yeah.
I was supplying the food for the beggars along with one of my friends.
Mm.
Beggars mean those who are extremely poor.
Mm.
I was not finding any people. I went to a railway station. I met a poor fellow. Before that, I requested him, watch whether he is extremely poor or not.
You told your friend?
I told my friend. He told me that there is a fellow, he is lying in the chair. You can ask him. Then I asked, sir, we are supplying this food on occasion of the Swami's birthday, something like that.
Hmm.
He was insulting us, why can't you give to Sai Baba? Or Then I was praying God. Then I thought that Swami will be testing me or something like that. I requested, Swami, why are you doing this? As soon as possible, we went to bus stand. And before we go to the bus stand, we found two persons.
Hmm.
And we distributed the food. And while we reached the bus stand, we were in a position to see a lot of people, those who are extremely poor.
Hmm.
And I hope almost we might have distributed 6 packets of rice.
Hmm.
After that, we received a call from the hospital. There is a shortage of food.
Hmm.
So, if you have any packets remaining, please bring to that.
Hmm.
Then we brought that packet to the hospital. We were in a position to serve to the people, those who are remaining there.
Okay.
Because we distribute the food also in the hospital. And apart from that, our Koilandi Samadhi initiated another project. That was food distribution to the poor people, those who are admitted in the government hospital or something like that.
Okay.
Oh. Along with Sandeep. Actually, Sandeep is the weapon of Swami, who is in a position to teach about the glory and service activities in this world, directed by Swami.
Who is always helping you.
Every people from Samadhi are helping me. Even if I go to abroad, US or some other places, I am getting the help from Swami's people.
Mm.
Even if I fly frequently, I will be seeing air hostess, those who are Swami's devotee.
Okay.
We will start from some topics. At last we reach into Swami.
No, Swami's topic.
Yeah. Mm. And I have found lot of people, those who are devotees of Swami, who flown with me.
Mm.
And once I had an experience, while I had been to Washington DC, I was not in a position to withdraw some amount from my ATM.
Mm.
Then I got the name of my friend, Mr. Ashish from San Diego, who is the active worker of Swami. They have Samadhi and they are doing a lot of wonderful services. Even such a developed countries like US, they are distributing the dress for orphanage and they are meeting a lot of people by every weekend. And they have study circles and a lot of wonderful program. They are extremely happy. Let me tell you one important thing.
Yes.
In US, I have found a lot of people, those who are in technology. Everybody is happy with their other activities, something, money and something.
Hmm.
But unfortunately, while considering the emotional activities, they are not satisfied in their life.
Mentally, they are not happy.
Mentally, they are not happy.
Hmm.
But when I have seen this Sai youth, like Dr. Sam is conducting the program. He is the head of San Diego chapter, I think.
Hmm.
So, I have met a lot of people, those who come to Samadhi, I think every Thursday.
Okay.
Thursday evening, they have a discussion about Swami's message and something like that.
Hmm.
Once I have got a golden opportunity to attend that programs. So, that people were extremely happy. Actually, I found a special energy.
Hmm.
Because after that, we spent a lot of time with them. We went for dinner after 3 days. I have spent a lot of time with them for shopping and some other things. But they are extremely energetic than any other person whom I have seen in US.
Okay.
I asked them about Swami Seva activities. They are the frequent visitors of Puttaparthi. And in somehow they are connected to Swami. But I have found lot of moral value from that.
Okay.
But still, at that time also, I didn't understand Swami. I was considering Swami like a business manner. Because if I ask something, Swami will provide me. But Swami corrected every aspect of my life. After that, I have started listening to Radio Sai. That was a turning point to my life. Because whenever I get the message, that email, that will be related to my thoughts.
Sai inspires email.
Sai inspires email.
Yes.
Let me tell you one wonderful story.
Yeah, please do.
Even last month, I had a big experience. I was doing a special accessibility design for the country. There was an officer. He was like my brother. But unfortunately, that company did not meet our needs. Because we were working with that company for a long time. They are not preparing. They are telling that we are spending enough time. But nothing is coming. At last, we decide for final meeting along with them. At that day, I have received a mail. Pandavas succeeded in the war. Only because of their pure devotion to the God. So if you want to succeed, pray to God and reduce the bad quality in you. And even before that also, I was crying and praying, Swami, why, please help me to do the things and something like that on the morning itself, before I check the mail. Then I thought that if Swami have wrote something like that, there will be something. There will be some hidden thing. The time came, me and that officer went to that company manager, MD. I met. He told, Aray, we are going to stop this project because I have spent more than 50 lakhs. Finally, what happened is this officer was also very stuck because he felt some sympathy upon this. He told, we will pass the money as soon as possible. Because before that, I evaluated the project. I understood that fact. Nothing has happened for this project. They didn't spend enough time for that or something like that. Actually, I have lot of option. Because one is to report the media. Because if we report as false things with any companies or something like that, there will be lot of people for helping me. Actually, Swami himself guided me that if there is any positive thing, Swami will be in a position to help everybody in this world. That was read by one of my friends in Swami's book. Then I was praying, Swami, how can I handle this person? Because I really felt bad upon that person also, the officer. He was a friend of mine. If I tell today is not raining, he will tell that's correct. Because we had that sort of relationship. Because he was like my brother. Only because of this, the commander of that company owner, he felt some sympathy upon. He told that the government can do something for his company, some favor or something like that. Then I told, Bhagavan, please do that, truth only, please help me. Then, after 3 days, I called that fellow. And actually, I was thinking to report these things to government higher office. Even I thought of reporting these things to United Nations or whoever. Because United Nations are having a lot of procedure. I thought, unless it happened in India, because country's money is losing. Because Bhagavan always advised us, don't do. Actually, there is a formula, ABC. Avoid bad company.
Yes, correct.
That is the important quotings of Swami.
Yes. Okay, Jijesh, now, because of your different ability, that is the visual impairment, in day-to-day life, you may be facing a lot of challenges in your life, right?
Yes.
So, how do you overcome this? How Swami has helped you in overcoming these challenges? Can you narrate some more incidents?
Actually, Swami is helping me in every aspect. Let me tell you one thing. I am helped by T.K. Nair, sir, the Principal Secretary of Prime Minister. Now he is the advisor of Prime Minister. And Umman Chandy, the CM of Kerala, he is also helping me in every aspects.
Okay.
I am doing some service to the country right now in accessibility method, manner, implementing that things. From 2011 onwards, They are telling me that government, if I want, government can set up a resource center for me.
Uh-huh.
Actually, Swami brought me lot of information. Lot of information for universal designing. I was in a position to do that things also. But let me tell you, money is not a major problem for me for doing that things or something like that. Government was ready to do every help. Even Chief Minister was telling, Jijesh, Kerala government is always with you. Whatever you want, you do.
Okay.
And this Prime Minister principle, yesterday itself we were talking. So Nair sir was telling, Jijesh, whatever the positive things, that can be done. So you don't worry about money or something like that. Government of India is always with you. And I learned lot of things from abroad, like US and Europe and all over the world. Lot of things, Swami. Actually, this is not anything done by me. Because let me narrate one wonderful incident also.
Yeah, please do.
I was like a proud person since I went to some developed countries or something like that. I myself thought of, I am a person with lot of knowledge or something like that. Then I was continuously praying, Swami, I have researched upon that technology, this technology. Why can't you help me to implement those? After 1 week, my friends, those who are related to Samadhi, he was explaining a story. One devotee came to Swami's Samadhi and he was in a position to offer some amount for the service activities. He was telling continuously, Swami, I have money and I will give it to you. You please accept. I have money, I will give it to you. You please accept. For a long time. And after that, he found another person. And he donated the money. He was telling to Swami, Swami, you have given me a lot of things. I am sharing you a part of that. After that, he applied the same things, same principle. Then what happened is this. Next day, Swami accepted the things. Then, day before yesterday, Friday I came here with a lot of plans and something like that. At that time also I was totally disappointed because I am not in a position to implement my project. I am doing a lot of research and something like that to the country. But unfortunately I am not in a position to do anything because this every people are helping me. But I am not in a position to do anything for them. That was really sad and something. I requested Swami. Before 1 month also, I was telling Swami, God, I am giving you all part of my project to you. Okay. Everything is owned by you only. I am only a single instrument of God. I went to Mugambika temple. I was praying the Devi, the same thing. I was talking to Swami, the same things. After that, what happened is this. When I was making a studies about the employment opportunities and life aspects of visually impaired.
Okay.
When I go through the situation of visually impaired in India, the situation is very pathetic. We can never blame the government because government is doing a lot of effort. But that has to be extended into private manner sector also. Lot of companies accepting the visually impaired. But comparing the life aspects, it is extremely poor. If Abhilash is a normal person, he can do sweeping or building construction. Even if somebody is, whether he is a sighted person, somebody is suspended from his company work, he can sell coconuts or...
He can take up other jobs.
Yeah, he can take any job in this world. But if we consider visually impaired, we have to consider some situation. Because visually impaired can do the work, but something has to be considered.
They need continuous assistance.
Continuous assistance are possible and opportunity is very less.
Okay.
There are companies like Infosys, IBM, those who are employing the visually impaired. But people, those who are having some limited education, they are not in a position to get all jobs.
Okay.
Last February, when I went to Prime Minister's office, before that I prayed to Swami, Swami, please save me because I want to do something like that. Make me as a wonderful instruments of you only. Then I was having a discussion with Principal Secretary of Prime Minister, Dr. T.K. Nair sir. He's a person, he's in a position to support every positive aspect, activity for the society. I told sir, we have some problem, like employment problem in our country. So government have to take initiative for that. Some companies are doing a lot of things. as soon as possible, he called Sunil Mittal. And he arranged me an appointment with Balasubramanian sir. He is working with Sunil Mittal sir. And we decided to visit some centers for the visually impaired in India. In Delhi, I have shown them how the visually impaired are using computers and everything.
Okay.
They are convinced. So they have already decided to appoint approximately 20 plus 15, I think so, in Delhi. They have already decided to appoint the visually impaired for call center job for in Delhi, in Airtel. And they are telling that they will be expanding that things to all circles, other circles also.
Okay.
As a next steps.
Oh.
My own ego or ignorance or whatever stopped all of my activities. Then as soon as I give everything into Swami's hand, he changed everything, the shape.
Yeah.
And let me share you other things, because I have learned a lot of universal designing principles and everything. Still, I was not in a position to implement that things. Then Friday itself, I came and I was, you know, this Abhilash, no, I was shouting a person, these things are happening, what to do or something like that. And somebody was telling that we had a youth camp. I was asking, Swami, what can I do? I am not in a position to do anything for this project. I am totally disappointed. Please do something. Please provide me a hand. The same night, our state president was telling, there is a lot of opportunity to convey messages of Swami.
Okay.
And there will be a discussion with our Honorable Chakravarti sir and Venkatraman sir.
In Puttaparthi.
In Puttaparthi. The discussion happened. Actually, I was not in a position to utter anything, be frank.
Okay.
Utter any word to the persons, those who came. Still, disappointment came. I was talking to Swami like shouting, Swami, what is this? You are not doing anything upon me. I came, you provided me a lot of information. What is this, Swami? Please help me. After that, I got a message. I cannot tell it is a message or something like that. Suddenly, I felt meeting SP, state president, Mugundan sir.
Okay, huh.
And Swami felt me reminding some things for him related to what I have come through. Because I have got a lot of experience from Swami, especially through Radio Sai. There was an interview with our Chakravarti sir.
Yeah, interview.
He was telling that God is his boss. That things came to my mind. And there was another program, a drama. That was a journey through train. One blind man came and Swami disguised himself.
Yeah, correct.
And helped him. And some fellow reached only the faith upon God or something. I was like seeing that films or something like that. Then I met Mugundan sir and I asked, sir, I have this plan so I can do within and I can spend half an hour per every day for Swami's service.
But you need help.
But I want help from this Radio Sai or Puttaparthi. Sir told, come in the night. The night also I met him. He told, I can meet Radio Sai team. And yesterday I came and I met both you and Bishu, sir.
Yes.
You accepted that things, I can do everything. And today also I was meditating upon Swami. I was getting a lot of concept about my project, how to develop that things.
So please tell more about the project. What are your future plans?
Actually, I am planning to provide a lot of opportunity for the visually impaired, deaf and dumb, deaf blind, and learning disability.
Okay.
I think deaf blind refer to the communities, those who are like Helen Keller.
Yes.
Because they are not in a position to read, communicate.
Yesterday you were telling that you want to convey Swami's message to them.
I can convey that message to them also. I'm planning to set up a server or something like that for them. Them only. Because everybody can read a lot of books or something like that.
Yes.
Because actually Swami's message helped me to develop a lot of things. Because Swami always tell that knowing the things and shutting up the things only in your memory is not a thing which the person has to do.
So you want to
you have to convey.
You want to make something so that the visually impaired people also can understand Swami's message and can...
Yeah, actually I want to provide that message to everybody. So I am setting up a system for that. So I am planning to spend half an hour per day for doing that task.
Okay.
So I really want to convey that message because Swami is helping me.
How we want to do this project in future for the visually impaired people?
I will convert everything into accessible format.
What is accessible format?
A format which can be read by visually impaired.
Yeah, how?
Actually, we have access technology. Screen readers and everything. That will pick up the relevant information from the screen and convert into accessible format.
Audio format. Okay.
That can convert even to braille format also. By the help of that, we use computers. Swami showed me a lot of people, those who have taken even PhD. They are visually impaired in mathematics and some other. In NASA, visually impaired made an aeroplane. In US, they have a technology for driving the car. Visually impaired drive through Daytona International Highway.
Okay. So you want to start this project from Swami's message?
Yeah. Yeah.
From Swami's literature. You want to transfer the Swami's literature for visually impaired people.
Swami's literature and Swami's glory. Because yesterday night I was meditating upon the project which I have already discussed with Radio Sai.
Yes.
What to convert.
Yes.
Yesterday in the darshan, I went to Swami Samadhi requesting, Swami, please help me. I don't know anything. I am your weapon. Today, the Swami's message is that if I want to believe the God, there should be love and love can always provide a lot of devotion to the God. And I have to know the glory of the God. Then only I can become a good believer. So I am planning to convert a lot of glory of Swami and wonderful things, you know, the hospital.
Yes, Swami's free super specialty hospital.
Yeah, actually, Swami also himself provided me a wonderful opportunity for Prasadi Seva.
Yeah, please tell about that. I wanted to ask you, have you come for Prashanti Seva?
Yeah. Actually, my friend Vineet, Sandeep and Sachit sir arised my interest for Seva purpose. Then, somebody told that a disabled person cannot be brought for Swami's service.
Okay. So, someone discouraged you.
Then I was thinking, Swami will find things for me. Then I told Vineet, don't worry, we can find something. I came here, somebody from Calicut district discussing my things. They decided me to put into Sai Gayatri. There is a home of beloved Bhagavan nearby our super specialty hospital.
Yes.
They put me there.
So what duty were you assigned?
I was assisting them for gardening.
Okay.
With water and some other things. And that was only for some, like half an hour duty or something like that. I requested Bhagavan, what is this? Bhagavan, I am boring here. I am having your food, but not doing proper work. I don't want anything to be like that. The next morning, I got a call from one of my friend, Ajesh. He is doing his PhD from IIT Chennai right now. I asked Ajesh ji, I am not getting any job. What can I do?
You are not getting any service activity.
I am not getting any computer work also.
Okay.
Please provide something like that. I am totally boring. Then as soon as possible, he asked, why didn't you contact Ram Dayal? He is a person from Kananur. He is the coordinator of Swami's activities, like related to computer. He is a programmer in Bangalore. He provided his number. I called him. I'm not getting any work. I'm totally bored. Please provide me some computer related. He told, we have lot of data. You have to convert that into Excel.
Okay.
We have to keep the records of the devotees, sevadals, those who are coming here. As soon as possible, I went to this. I came to Prashanthi Nilayam. I didn't have any laptop at that time.
Okay.
And I requested him for his laptop and along with the internet connection for downloading my screen reader software. He kept download that software and loaded it into his laptop and provided his PC along with a lot of data. And my friend Vineet helped me to read that because that was written.
Okay.
Then I typed that materials. Actually, that was a biggest work actually. Because I had lot of data. I got lot of things. I was extremely happy because I never felt that sort of satisfaction in my service or whatever activities in my life.
So you prayed to Bhagwan and you got the opportunity to serve, right?
Yeah, yeah. That was fantastic.
Now I want to ask you one thing, Dijesh. Like you have been doing so many service activities. How has these service activities helped you personally in transforming your life?
Actually, I am nothing. I came to know that everything is Bhagavan's things. He is making us instruments. Actually, Bhagavan was teaching me. I had to face a lot of difficulties in my life. But at last, not least, because Bhagavan was providing me the answer. We had valedictory function of our Kerala youth camp.
Okay.
I have already mentioned to you that fact. Government is in a position to set up that resource center for doing my work or something like that.
Yes.
I was praying Bhagavan earlier also. Bhagavan, please provide me a golden opportunity or something. What shall I do? I went to NIT Calicut for setting up that system. They told me that there is no professors available for your works. Nobody can find any time for me. Because they have to devote some time for my things also. A lot of things happen. So I told Bhagavan, what shall I do? I was planning to go abroad for doing service. But Bhagavan was telling that fact, you work for the country. Because I was offered a lot of salary from different organization. That was equal to half money which I can get from US, half percentage of the money which I can get from US, especially in India.
Okay.
But I was not satisfied with somebody. Because a lot of persons were offering a lot of salary or whatever for the accessibility project. Only the things which I have to do is this. I have to introduce the project to the government or something like that. I don't know why. I was not satisfied with anything.
Okay.
Because some force was leading me. You know, last 2 years, I was living without salary or something like that. But every aspect of my life was totally covered by the help of Bhagavan.
Okay.
The God only. Because I didn't have to face any problem. Because I got scholarships for my studies or something like that. I got Big Bang Memorial Scholarship from US for my study purpose. And that is what which I am doing. And even in my accessibility studies from Australia also, I am getting the scholarship. So I had to pay only $150 for my class. Only $150, that equal to 7,500 Indian money. And apart from that, my all things are covered. Because earlier, I remember a quotation from Swami. Whatever the positive things which you are doing, Swami will be with me. That things really happen. Because once I came for the service with one of my friend, Damodar Nair. He read out that books to me, that quotations to me.
Okay.
Because that was the one of the most important weapon in my life. And let me share you one of the other incident also, because that is very important to my life. Swami introduced me a lot of concept in technology. I was not going to any university source, but Swami is providing me different concepts, lot of things. Unless I get a wonderful opportunities in Radio Sai or for doing this project, I would have been a madman, be frank. Then in the valedictory function, Ramani Osar was delivering a speech. He told, let me share the success of, the secret of all success. You consider your works as Bhagavan's work.
Yeah, you surrender to Bhagavan.
Then everything happened. Unless anything happened, you can call on my telephone number. I will help you. He was telling like that. That was a medicine to my problems.
Okay.
Like a capsule or tablet. You can call any name. Then that really transformed me. Because I told Bhagavan, everything is yours. Bhagavan, please provide me the chance. I am going to do your own work, not mine. That is the secret of yesterday's success.
Okay.
In your meeting. And today also I was meditating upon some aspects of my project. So I got the answer for that also today.
Okay, Jesus, now finally before concluding, one last question I would like to ask you. Like as I was telling you, like because of your different ability, that is visual impairment, you face a lot of challenges in your life, but still you have come up a lot in your life. you have succeeded a lot, you have achieved a lot, and in fact you have got a very great future plans in your life, like you want to help other visually impaired people also. Like, what you would like to tell who are also visually impaired like you? Can you suggest things for them?
Keep the faith upon God. For that also I have a story which happened nearby my place. He is also visually impaired. He got an accident. His name is Sai. He was blessed by Bhagavan. He was in the ICU. His father was like crying. I think he came from the ICU after 5 days. And his father was telling that I was totally tense. Then that fellow was replying like, Father, why you are worrying? I was playing with Swami in Prashanti Nilaya. Actually, Swami himself inspired that father to tell me that story. Actually, these types of beliefs really helped me. Let me share you some other incidents also. I was supposed to learn the computer science from Bangalore University for designing accessibility things for the blind. But due to some accessibility problem, I had to waste 3 years in my life. 3 years. Okay. Because university didn't accept me for learning that programming. After that, Swami himself guided me a lot of things. Right now, I do not have any programming knowledge or doing the development. But Swami is leading me, because I am daily receiving a lot of tips from Swami, like the form of Swami's devotee.
So you are saying that faith in God will lead us to success.
And we have to convey the message which we got into our life, from whether it is from Swamis or Vedas or everything.
Okay.
Because everything is Swami. If you meditate upon the God, you do not require any guru or something. You even don't have to go through Upanishads or Vedas or something like that. The answer will come from the God who is already in you.
Yes, that's right.
You and me are same. There is no any difference between us. But only thing is this, you have to understand, you have to plug in with me. That was told by our beloved Dr. V.G. Venkatraman sir.
Yes.
Last Saturday. That also really helped me. Because I was roaming like modern technology persons or something like that.
Okay, Jijesh, thank you so much for coming to the studios and talking to us. In fact, it was really an inspiration talking to you. On behalf of the entire team of Radio Sai, I thank you for coming here. And also, I wish you good luck for your future projects that you have plans. And also, pray to Swami to make you His worthy instrument in His divine mission. Thank you. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
You are listening to Radio Sai Global Harmony. Radio Sai brings to you every day the teachings and the universal message of love of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba.
Saram, dear listeners, welcome once again to today's Thursday Life. This is the segment Service Love in Action, and I am Team Radio Sai Sragu. What you heard just now was a conversation that I had recorded last month with Mr. Jijesh. Jijesh is from the South Indian state of Kerala, and he is an active Sai youth. Well, Jijesh is visually impaired from birth, but this disability has never been a barrier in his life, as you heard in the conversation. He is always very enthusiastic and eager to serve the society. Being visually impaired, he is trying to help other visually impaired persons by developing some accessibility softwares and devices that will enable them to read and write. So he's working on this project, and he wants to start this by first making Swami's literature accessible to them. So I hope, dear listeners, you all have been inspired by this conversation. Do write to us. Your feedback, comments and suggestions about this conversation, you can email them to listener@radiosai.org. So this is a segment Service Love in Action, and in this segment I discuss about the various service activities undertaken by Swami's students and his devotees. Well, dear listeners, talking about service, selfless service, Swami has said in his divine discourses that there are five aspects
which can transform our work into true service to God. So these five aspects are, first one, pure selfless love for God. Second, feeling of oneness. Third, offer every act to God. Fourth, do silent service. And fifth, quality, not quantity. Well, in a talk delivered by Sri Rangarajan Sir in the Divine Presence in Sai Kulanthal in the year 2003 on the occasion of Dasara, he elaborately tells about these five aspects. So right now I am going to play for you the talk which Sir I delivered on 30th of September 2003. So let's listen to that talk.
I offer my humble pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet, most beloved Bhagwan, revered elders, dear brothers and sisters. It's a great honor to speak in His divine presence, and I'm very grateful for that opportunity. We all know that the Grama Seva has just commenced yesterday morning. So this week is going to be a week of selfless service and love. It's very rare to find any other place in this world where a project of such magnitude and such dimensions is carried out, undertaken by students of colleges and schools with such enthusiasm. This can happen only in Bhagwan's divine presence. Therefore, I feel it's very appropriate to speak on the topic of service, and I seek Bhagwan's permission for the same. The first thought that strikes me is a beautiful portrait of Bhagwan which decorates the wall as soon as we enter the super speciality hospital in Puttaparthi. And under this beautiful portrait is written the phrase, Paropakarartham Idam Shariram. Bhagwan says the very purpose of human life is to serve our fellow brothers. This is the very objective of acquiring this body, which is a gift of the Lord. Now, what is this service? Is it mere work? We always work. If not for others, we work for ourselves. But then what is it that transforms this work into service? Let us recall what Bhagwan has mentioned about service. Work can be transformed into service only when it follows certain conditions, only when it is done in a particular way. And Bhagwan lays so much stress on service to the extent that he says, hands that serve are holier than lips that pray. Now the first aspect about service, Bhagwan says, is it should be done with a feeling of oneness. He mentions that the proper study of mankind is man. When an elderly devotee prayed to Bhagwan to explain this particular phrase, Swami immediately asked him, suppose you were walking in a forest and a thorn pricks your leg, what would you do? And the devotee mentioned, Swami, I would remove the thorn from my leg. And then Bhagwan asked, how would you do it? So the devotee was rather confused. And he said, Swami, obviously with my hand. And then Swami said, why would you do it? And then Bhagwan said, see, the hand removes the thorn from the leg instantly because the moment the thorn pricks the leg, the hand also feels the pain. And then he went on to explain that the legs and the hand are all part of one body and every part of the body feels the pain. So too, Bhagwan said, the entire world is the body of God. And when any part of this world feels pain or suffers, every other part should feel it in the heart and should respond to it just as the hand responds to the thorn in the leg. This is the way service is to be done, and I really wonder whether we can reach even close to it. The second aspect about service, Bhagwan says, is Sarva Karma Bhagavat Prityartham. Just one sentence. Offer every act to the Lord. How do we offer? Bhagwan taught me this lesson in a very beautiful way, and with his permission, let me share this. A few years back, I had gone to the super speciality hospital to donate blood. And after bleeding, I was just sitting there for a few minutes, and suddenly I heard an announcement that Bhagwan has just come to the hospital, and there was a request that all the doctors and the staff should continue with their work without crowding at any point. And I felt this is a great chance, let me at least have a glance of Bhagwan, and I just sat there for some time. And to my utter surprise, in a few minutes, Bhagwan entered the blood bank where I was seated. There were some elderly devotees with Swami, and Swami was showing them around. He came close to me, smiled, and told them, see, he is a lecturer in the institute, in my institute. And then Bhagwan asked me, did you give blood? I was so happy. Swami asked me, I had already given blood. So I said, yes, Swami, I gave. Then Bhagwan, there was a feeling of love and concern. It was a mixed feeling on his face, and he said, but you did not give me. And I was wondering, what is it that Swami says? Many times we do not understand, because Bhagwan's words are so full of wisdom. And even before I could respond, Swami had already moved past, because the lesson was taught, only I had not learnt it still. And I kept introspecting, why did Swami ask me that? What is the meaning of saying, did you give me? Does it mean I should give blood to Bhagwan? It was only days later that slowly this wisdom dawned on me, that Bhagwan says, whatever you do, do it for me. That day when I went to donate blood, frankly, the feeling in my heart was, I am going to donate blood to a patient who will be saved with this blood. I never felt that I am going to donate blood to the Swami in that patient. And that was the reason I felt Swami asked me, did you give blood to the patient or did you give blood to me? Just one sentence. This is the way of masters. They don't give big talks like we do. Just few words, and so much is taught, so much needs to be learned. The third aspect in service, Bhagwan says, is do it with pure, selfless love for God. And the incident that strikes to me is that associated with Mother Teresa, whom we all know very well, her only purpose in life was to bring succor to people who had nobody with them during their last days in life. On one occasion, she discovered a man who was found in the drains in Calcutta. It was quite obvious that he was there since quite some time, because his body had been decaying, maggots had been eating into his flesh. And she had brought him to the ashram and was cleaning the wound. Just then, Malcolm Muggeridge, who happens to be the biographer of Mother Teresa from UK, happened to enter the hall, and he was aghast. He said, Mother, I would not do that even for $1 million. He could feel the stink, even the stink close to where he was. He said, I would not have done this for $1 million. And back came the reply from Mother. She said, nor would I have. I am doing it for Jesus. And that makes the whole difference. She said, I am doing it for my Lord. I think if we do service with that feeling, it will make Bhagwan very, very happy. The next point Bhagwan mentions about service is, it should be silent. No show. No publicity. And our Gram Seva is a live proof of that. Nobody in the world may be knowing that Gram Seva is going on here, but yet it goes on silently. Just a small incident. When Bhagwan had completed the water project for Anantapur, after the incident, after the project was completed and many people benefited from it, on one occasion, the devotees and the authorities from the nearby villages happened to come to Kulwant Hall to pay their respects and express their gratitude to Bhagwan. They all were seated in one corner, and Bhagwan came for his darshan rounds. And as he approached them, they all knelt down and prayed, Swami, we are so grateful to you, Swami. You have given us water, which is life for us. And they went on to express their feelings. And Bhagwan said, no, you need not thank me. Swami said, I thank you. I thank you for you have given me the opportunity to serve you. I mean, this is, it's difficult to even imagine that after undertaking a project of this magnitude, which brings water to millions of people, one could be so humble to say, I thank you. Of course, humility is not the word to use with Bhagwan. He is the embodiment of all virtues. But this is a lesson that we have to learn. Small things we do and we feel so great about it. And the last aspect about service, before we go to why one should serve. Bhagwan says in service, it is quality and not quantity. We all are aware of an incident which has been mentioned by many devotees in their talks about a young boy from Bhagwan's school who had this inner urge that in some way he wanted to contribute to the super speciality hospital when it was being constructed here. And being a young boy, he never knew what to do. So finally he decided, at least let me save some money. And so he stopped giving the dhobi his clothes, and over a period of a few days he managed to save maybe around 100 rupees. And one day, even I happened to be around in the mandir that day, he put this note in an envelope, possibly expressed his feelings in a letter that Bhagwan, please accept this. And I believe later on I came to know what he had written was, Swami, so many devotees give you so many things, though you may not accept. I am unable to give you anything. I don't have anything in the material aspect. All I have is this 100 rupee note for a 100 crore hospital. Will you be gracious enough to accept it? Even if one brick of the wall can be built with this, I will be grateful. And now let's see what happens. This boy was seated near the interview room outside. Bhagwan rushed out of the interview room, I still remember that occasion, came straight to this boy, he said, give the letter, open the letter, read it, and then the next half an hour or 1 hour, Bhagwan kept praising this boy. He said, he told all the devotees, look at this boy, so much love, how much of feeling he has. And that was the time we realized that how much importance Swami gave to 100 rupee note. Because it was not importance to the note, it was to the importance to the feelings behind that note. So the feeling and the intention behind what one does is very important, and therefore Bhagwan says it's not quantity. One need not do big things, but whatever little role we have in our lives, if we do that as an offering to the Lord with pure selfless love, with feeling of oneness, with humility, then I think it can be termed as service in the true sense. Next, let me move on to why one should do service. Now, this is an age wherein people question everything. Why should I do this? Why should I do that? Gone are those days when the youngsters very obediently listened to their elders and promptly did what they said. So why should one serve? Bhagwan clearly says, one very important component of service is never be under the impression that you are serving others. You are in fact serving yourself, and it is for our own good. It takes a lot of time to understand this, but Bhagwan again and again says, never think you are helping others. That is Himalayan ignorance, as they call it. And the first benefit is, while serving, ego is killed. At least for those few moments when we serve others, possibly we forget about ourselves, because the rest of the time we are only concerned about me, myself. The second benefit that Bhagwan says is, service leads to transformation. I recall respected Indulal Shah sir, in one of his talks to the members of the Satya Sai Seva organization, made a very beautiful statement which goes like this, I quote. He said, the service that you do is not as important as what the service does to you. Possibly what he meant was, it's not what the service you do, but after having done that service, what has happened to me? Have I become a better person? Have I developed more forbearance? Have I reduced my anger? Have I become more humble? And if nothing like this has happened, what is the use of that service? So we should really pray to Bhagwan that let us realize that service is to bring about a change in me. And let us never be under the impression that it is helping others. For we all know the story of great Shivaji, who once felt that it was he who was protecting his entire kingdom. And how his guru teaches him a lesson by taking him to a rock. And he asks one of the soldiers to break the rock. And inside there was a small puddle of water with a frog in it. And then his guru asked him, who is taking care of that frog? And then it dawned upon the great king that it is God who takes care of everybody. The third benefit is, when we serve, we become sensitive. Sensitive to other people's concerns, other people's needs, other people's pain, and it softens our heart. As Mahatma Gandhi said, the most unfortunate thing about education today is it has made people's heart hard like rock. And even Bhagwan says, education has made people's heart hard like rock, but it should be soft like butter. So service makes the heart soft, and it makes us more sensitive. At this juncture, I would just like to share a small experience of mine, how Bhagwan taught me how to be sensitive to small things. One interview with Bhagwan, it was the first one, and therefore I was very dazed in the interview room. I just kept looking at Swami all the time. Swami spoke to several other devotees, materialized rings, gave them vibhuti. And at the end of the interview session, as we normally know, Bhagwan distributes vibhuti prasadam to all the devotees. And then I was sitting over there. Bhagwan got up from his chair, went to the side table and lifted the bag of vibhuti and started distributing it to all the devotees. And I kept staring at him all the time. Oh, this is God. For the first time I'm so close to Him. Now, normally what happens is we get lost in that and forget our most primary duties. And then I saw there was a young person from some country, a young man, who rushed to Swami and then immediately took the bag from Swami and said, Swami, please let me hold it. Believe me, Swami was so pleased with that act. He turned to me, smiled and said, see? I felt so ashamed. I said, Bhagwan, please forgive me just once more, Swami. Please give me one more opportunity. I will never forget this in my life. And I kept praying so hard. And luckily, maybe he wanted to give me this opportunity very soon. The next day also, he had called us for an interview. Right from the next morning, I was praying in my heart, Swami, just wait. Let the time come. I will not miss this chance. I will show you that I have learned the lesson. Evening came. Swami called us inside for the interview. Immediately, I looked at the table. Yes, the vibhuti bag was there. I said, okay, I will do it. And then the entire interview session was over. Again, Swami materialized lockets, gave vibhuti prasadam. And towards the end, brothers, I was waiting like an athletic for a 100-meter dash. I said, the moment Swami gets up, I will rush towards Him. And that's exactly what I did. And apparently, Bhagwan looked at me, what is this? What are you doing? But then when I took the bag, let me tell you, brothers and sisters, the joy that I saw on Bhagwan's face was the joy of a mother when the child learns his lesson. He smiled so beautifully, looked at some other young men sitting in the corner of the interview room and said, see? So, I believe this is the way God teaches one to the other and the cycle goes on. Well, so service basically is for killing the ego, for transforming ourselves, and above all, for sensitizing us, for softening our hearts. Brothers and sisters, Swami has been engaging in selfless service to the humanity for the last 78 years. Every second, every minute, His life is a saga of selfless service. He tells us to do, but He also shows us. As Bhagwan says, He is not an ordinary teacher. He is a physical director who does it Himself. One, two. Swami literally lifts His hands and demonstrates that I do and I ask you to do. It's time that the need of the hour is we get inspired by Him. The feeling in my heart is always this. Bhagwan, I would like to say, Swami, please stop. Take rest. Now we will do. You command us. In fact, it is the role of the youth today to be inspired by Bhagwan. And if all of us in the world get together and say, Swami, we will do your command, in no time there can be absolute peace and harmony in the world. Is it so difficult? It's just that we all have to take that first step, including me. So I would like to conclude this small talk by this most humble and sincere prayer to Bhagwan on behalf of everybody over here. Because all of us are travelers in this journey towards God. There is no high, there is no low. All of us are co-travelers. So on behalf of all of us, let me pray to Bhagwan, Swami, please give us that strength to do service. Because once we engage in selfless service, bhakti, jnana, vairagya, including moksha, everything will be bestowed upon us. We don't need to separately pray for it. So let us all resolve that with Bhagwan's compassion and grace, we are able to serve our fellow brothers to His satisfaction. I thank Bhagwan once again very much for this unique privilege to speak in His divine presence. Sai Ram, thank you.
Saram, dear listeners, you are tuned to Asia's stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony, bringing you the message of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. And what you heard just now was a talk by Sri Rangarajan Sir, the controller of examination of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. This talk was delivered on 30th of September 2003, and in this talk, Sir spoke about selfless service. He started by telling about the five aspects which Swami has told to transform our work into true service to God. And further, he concluded by saying why one should do service activities. He said that it dilutes the ego and helps in the transformation. That is, it helps in developing more forbearance, reduce our anger, and make us more humble. But what is most important is through service activities we become more sensitive to other people's concerns, needs and pain, and it softens our heart. Well, dear listeners, the time in our studio is 12:20 and it's a warm afternoon here at Prashanthi Nilayam. Well, a typical summer afternoon, and it's time for me to sign off for today's Thursday Life. The next segment in today's Thursday Life will be Afternoon Satsang, but before that I'll be playing for you a bhajan from the album Bhavanjali, which is a Sai Blossom product. So as always, blessing this segment at Bhagwan's lotus feet, I sign off for today. Jai Sai Ram.
Anyatha Sharanam Nasti Twameva Sharanam Mama. Tasmat Karunya Bhave Raksha Raksha Sai Ishwara Sai
कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय हरये परमात्मने
Oh, ghanashyam sundaram